Hear that? Believe it or not, summer is just around the corner. Luckily, Armor All, America's most trusted auto appearance brand, has what your car needs to get that perfect summer shine. Plus, now through May 31st, we'll give you $5 for every $20 you spend on Armor All products. That means car wash pods, protectant, tire shine, you name it. Find out how to get your $5 rebate at ArmorAll.com. Armor All. Less work, more clean. Terms apply.
What's going on?
Thank you so much.
Feel like $1 million.
Shout out TMZ, you up?
Let me check out that ring.
TMZ stands for the Mayweather Zone.
How'd you find me, bro? I got my disguise on.
I love my TMZ family. My sports.
Welcome to TMZ Sports. I'm Mike Babcock with my guy, Mojo, who I missed very, very much. Mojo Muntadi. Mojo, we're going to start with the biggest story in the sports world right now. Rashee Rice, the star of the Kansas City Chiefs, obviously one of the best young receivers in the NFL, was involved, so people think, Mojo, in a car accident Saturday in Dallas. Well, we can now report for a fact that, yes, Rashee Rice was involved in this accident because, Mojo, the people who own one of the vehicles, and it was the vehicle on the left, it's a 2021 Lamborghini Urus that cost something like $230,000 new. The attorney for the people who own that car told us that, yes, Rashee Rice actually reached out and told them, alerted them, that he had been involved in the accident. Now, there are still a bunch of questions here. Probably more questions than we have answers. We still don't know, Mojo, whether or not he was in the driver's seat or the passenger seat. Now, I will say this. Again, it's a rented vehicle. When Rashee Rice took the car, took the Urus, he agreed that he would be the only person that were to drive it. Now, does that necessarily mean he was driving? No, but that's something that he had agreed to. Now, Mojo, we obviously thought that Rashee had been involved in this accident. And a matter of fact, we actually had some footage of him, video footage of him leaving the scene, but it wasn't crystal clear. And it possibly, you say, hey, maybe it's somebody that just looks like him, but it's not him. Now, again, with this acknowledgement from the rental car company, we know Rashee Rice was involved in this accident. As far as we know, he has not yet spoken with police. Something I imagine will be happening very soon. The rental car company actually told us that police wanted to meet with them this week, and they plan to do that. So it certainly seems like police are going through the steps here for the investigation. Rashee Rice was in that accident.
This is just unbelievable to me. I mean, that Rashee's first call was not to the police, was not to the drivers of the other automobiles that were involved that are totally innocent, by the way, not to the team, at least to our knowledge right now, but he called the leasing company, the company that he rented the car from. That was priority number one to him, which seems like it'd be the last priority to me. I mean, that's the thing that makes the least amount of sense here. I mean, this is a serious situation. It's bad either way. We don't know if he was the driver or the passenger just yet. I mean, both are a problem in either way. Either he was the passenger, in which case, to what you just said, he signed a lease for a $200,000+ car and was not driving it, which means he is going to be on the hook for every penny of that car. Or he was the driver and there's even bigger fish to fry. I mean, if you're asking me, it's absolutely worse if he was the driver, for the main reason being that he fled the scene. I mean, racing on the highway, stupid thing. I mean, clearly he was driving with another buddy. The two cars were likely racing each other then went on to hit many people. So that's dumb enough. But leaving the scene before knowing if everyone was okay, if anyone died, just ditching the car. And I mean, you saw how fast he was walking away. I mean, he was certainly walking a lot faster than his buddies that he was with, trying to get out of there ASAP. So, I mean, this is a problem, obviously something we're going to be talking about for a bit, especially until we get those last couple of answers. But my goodness, I can't believe his first call was the leasing office.
Yeah, no, I understand that. That does sound a little crazy. You know, Mojo, obviously, you cannot leave the scene of an accident. By Rashee leaving, police never had an opportunity to see him, to talk to him at the scene. And you wonder if there was any alcohol involved? We just don't know. You can't say yes. You certainly can't say no, because he left the scene of the accident. And if you look at the video that I know we've posted, I know we talked a bit about this yesterday as well, people were shocked. They were dumbfounded that Rashee and his buddies were leaving. And they said, are you guys walking away? And without them answering, they just kept it moving. And it's not something that you see every day, these incredibly expensive cars crashing and then a professional athlete hop out and briskly leave the scene. So it's a unique story. It's a strange story. I will say this, Mojo. It's not that we didn't know it was him. There was a suspicion it was him, because if you look at the video of him leaving, his outfit matched these photographs that we recently got of Rashee from earlier Saturday when he looked to be at a family and friends party. And if you look at his shirt, you see, Mojo, there he is, obviously, with the red cloth on his head. The shirt seemed to match, although the party photograph is a bit blurry, but it does seem to match up. There was also a photograph when he was seemingly giving a toast. You can't see what's in his hand, though, so again, very difficult to say whether or not he was drinking. It's probably a question we will never get answered, Mojo. That doesn't mean there's not going to be any charges, though. You cannot leave the scene of an accident. Police are involved. They are investigating. Rashee's attorney has said that he will cooperate. We'll see what happens. Stay tuned. When TMZ Sports returns, the defending champion LSU Tigers have embraced the villain role over the past couple of seasons. But have things gone too far with the criticism? One of their biggest superstars speaks out on that and some of the online abuse next. Welcome back to TMZ Sports, Mike and Mojo. Mojo, there was maybe the biggest women's college basketball game. Went down Monday night. If there's a bigger one, you got to tell me, because I can't remember it. This was an absolutely massive game, a rematch of last year's NCAA title game between LSU and Iowa. Iowa, a number one seed this year. This time around, LSU, number three seed, but they've still got stacked with talent, including Angel Reese. Mojo, Caitlin Clark, though, was the story of this game, as well as Angel played. She had 9 three-pointers. She scored 41 points, Mojo. I mean, absolutely unstoppable. Mind you, this is not a 48-minute game like the NBA plays. So to score 41 points, absolutely remarkable. LSU ends up losing 94-87 to the Hawkeyes, and now Caitlin Clark is in the Final Four along with her Iowa squad. We'll see what happens. Big matchup against UConn. This NCAA women's tournament is absolutely on fire, Mojo. I will say this. Yesterday's game, aside from all the fan interest and the people watching on television, there's some star power in the building as well, in the form of Jason Sudeikis. Jason Sudeikis was there, was cheering on Caitlin Clark, and he even trolled Angel Reese. You remember, there you go. The little blast from your past profession, Mojo, a little John Cena, you can't see me. Remember last year, Angel Reese really became a household name after she did that right in Caitlin Clark's face, after, of course, Caitlin Clark had previously used that same John Cena celebration. So Jason Sudeikis gets some revenge for Caitlin Clark against Angel Reese last night, Mojo. And I mean, I like it. Look, the men do it. Why not the women? They should go out there. They are just as competitive. And I love it. I love it all.
Yeah, man. I mean, trash talk just makes the games more fun. And you got the fans getting into it. Jason Sudeikis included. I mean, you can't see me. That's fine. That's not hurting anyone's feelings. I mean, Caitlin Clark did that for a long time. Angel Reese gave it back to her, as she should. I mean, if you're asking me, pointing to the ring on the finger, the title ring, that is way more offensive and damaging.
I completely agree. It's the storylines that drive interest in sports. And now we've got a storyline with LSU and with Iowa. It hasn't all been great for Angel Reese since she won last year. I think outwardly it looks like she's become this big star. She's made a lot of money NIL-wise. But after the game last night, she talked about some of the negative things that have come along with her newfound fame. And it doesn't all sound great. Watch an emotional Angel Reese after the game.
I just try to stand strong. Like, I've been through so much. I've seen so much. I've been attacked so many times. Death threats. I've been sexualized. I've been threatened. I've been so many things, and I've stood strong every single time. And I just try to stand strong for my teammates because I don't want them to see me down and, like, not be there for them. So I just want them to always just know, like, I'm still a human. Like, all this has happened since I won the national championship, and I said the other day I haven't had peace since then. And it sucks, but I still wouldn't change. I wouldn't change anything, and I would still sit here and say, like, I'm unapologetically me. I'm going to always leave that mark and be who I am and stand on that. And hopefully the little girls that look up to me, and hopefully I give them some type of inspiration that, no, hopefully it's not this hard and all the things that come at you, but keep being who you are. Keep waking up every day. Keep being motivated, staying who you are, staying 10 toes, don't back down, and just be confident.
I liked it, Mojo. It's hard to hear that. She is still a relatively young person. She's only 21 years old. She was not known, and then instantly she was so famous. And I think this is a great message, Mojo, and I actually feel sorry that she had to go through that, and so much so that she's up at the podium crying after losing a basketball game. I think that's sad, but also a very inspiring message in there. Mojo, we know, we say he's our guy, Tyron Woodley. Tyron Woodley, one of the greatest MMA fighters of all time, who has, in retirement, transitioned to boxing. We know he's fought Jake Paul twice. Well, Mojo, Tyron says that he has for months been in contract negotiations, discussions with one of the best boxers that has ever stepped foot inside a squared circle in Manny Pacquiao. Well, Manny Pacquiao and Tyron Woodley, again, have apparently got a lot of interest in fighting each other. But Tyron actually believes that Manny has been stalling a little bit. Jeez, Tyron, not many people in sports better physique than Tyron Woodley. We recently talked, Mojo, to Tyron, to T-Wood, and he revealed something about the negotiations, and he wonders why Manny isn't signing on the dotted line. Take a look. Here's Tyron.
Manny, get your ass off your ass, get a pen in your hand, get this offer letter done, negotiate the numbers. If we need more bread, I got endorsements. If you want to take the fight to the Middle East, I can get you dumb tickets over here. Got to be willing to move the fight. If you're not willing to move the fight, let's get the fight done there. And then who knows? We may be able to run it back. Run it back on this side. This is my new turf. I just got my gold visa yesterday. I got my business license over here. You know, who knows? You may see Tyron Woodley slide over to this side. So this is like my second home. Let's do it on this side, and let's really go viral with it. So, Manny, let's do it, man. Like, I'm tired of waiting. I'm tired of the patty cake bakers, man. You know what I mean? They bake you a cake as best as they can. You know what I mean? Let's get it cracking.
Mojo, if people don't know, he is talking about Saudi Arabia. Obviously, Saudi Arabia has become a huge player in the fight game. You know, everything from Anthony Joshua and Francis Ngannou to, I mean, you name it. I think about every fight, big fight's been going down in the kingdom. So he says, hey, let's make a lot of money and do this thing in Riyadh, Mojo.
This is an interesting matchup to me. I mean, yeah. To Tyron Woodley, this makes all the sense in the world, right? I mean, yeah. Manny Pacquiao, huge name, big payday. You know, if you lose, nobody's essentially expecting you to win. Yeah, let's look at this tail of the tape here. Yeah. Particularly the record, 0-2 versus 62-8. So yeah. Manny Pacquiao has got to feel pretty confident going into this one, which maybe makes you wonder why he doesn't want the fight. I mean, if they're able to talk turkey and show him the money here, probably not Manny Pacquiao's most talented boxer he's ever faced. I mean, Tyron Woodley, you put these two guys in an octagon, this fight ends within like 30 seconds probably.
Oh, absolutely, Mojo. No, that's a great point. I think Tyron Woodley, most dangerous person, if you were in a bar, Tyron, most dangerous opponent that Manny's ever had. But you're right. I mean, he is definitely the least experienced boxer. I mean, Tyron has boxed for years, and he was a great, great MMA striker. But right, we're talking about Manny Pacquiao. I mean, you just go back and look at the weight classes that Manny Pacquiao was champion in. I mean, Manny Pacquiao is truly one of the best boxers of the last years or his generation. He is one of the greatest pugilists of all time to ever strap on a pair of boxing gloves. I'll say Tyron's a little bit younger. He's a little bit bigger. I think he'd have the strength advantage. He's got the reach advantage, as you saw in our graphic. But yeah, the boxing advantage certainly goes to Manny Pacquiao. And I do wonder, too, why would Manny not want to do this if it's seemingly an easier fight with a huge payday? What's the downfall, Mojo? Unless, like you said, he were to lose, that would probably be a bad look for Manny Pacquiao. Mojo, it's time for some MLB oddities. That wasn't Major League Baseball, but it's Shiyoshi Shinjo, who of course was a Major League Baseball player, now is a manager in Japan for the Nippon Ham Fighters. By the way, that's the team that Shohei Ohtani played for when he played in Japan, Mojo. I love the intros. His intros are great. You might remember back in the day, we actually on the show covered it. He came in to a game on a hoverboard, Mojo. So this dude, there it is. Nobody knows how to arrive to a game better than Shiyoshi does.
No one. I mean, I think we need to take notes, right? This puts some WWE entrances to shame. And that's like half our thing is cool entrances and pyro and all the lights. And we think of all these creative things. Yeah. I mean, wow. This guy is on it. Yeah, that hoverboard, hovercraft, whatever that thing's called. I mean, that was, I need one of those. I need one of those for any entrance.
Yeah.
I don't care if I'm walking into to a restaurant. That's how I want to walk into any establishment.
You just take that to go get your mail, Mojo. I mean, that you can use that thing anywhere.
Anywhere. The dumber, the better. Like, that's what I think. This is cool. Seriously, man, we really do got to take notes. WrestleMania is this weekend. They need to pay this guy to pick his brain.
You might see The Rock come in on to the link on one of those. We'll see what happens. Stay tuned on that. We got more, Mojo. Chicago White Sox were playing the Atlanta Braves in Chicago. Now, the game was already delayed because they were having really bad weather in Chicago. Further delayed, Mojo, for something that I have never seen before. A missing first base coach. Check this out.
So how about this? We have a delay because there is no first base coach right now for the Chicago White Sox, which is quite incredible. Something usually happens at a Little League game. It's supposed to be Jason Bourgeois. And so apparently he's not down there. They're yelling, anybody, anybody can coach first base.
Can Wiley Ballard coach first base?
I didn't know that was a rule that you had to have a first base coach.
I have never, this is a new one. I've never seen this.
It's pretty brutal that somebody has not just grabbed a helmet and gone out there. Like, why this is taking so long. We know how deep staffs run. There's so many coaches. And the White Sox are just standing around looking at each other.
There they got it.
That'll show up the kangaroo court.
No question.
Mojo, I watched a lot of baseball. I've never, ever seen that before. I, too, like the announcers, had no idea that was even a rule. But sure enough.
Why is it a rule? Like, that shouldn't be a rule. I mean, what? We need that guy for the game to go on. He's not even playing. That's on the team, right? If the coach isn't there, you play without a coach. I mean, the way I always thought, if you didn't have enough players on the team, that shouldn't be a penalty either. I mean, if you're not staffing your plays, your team, I mean, that crap's on you. We're not going to delay the game with the fans and people watching at home and, you know, time slots for television. No, that's what I don't understand this at all. I honestly think they need to revisit this rule in the offseason and maybe get rid of it.
The thing I would say, Mojo, the silver lining here is that there was nobody in the stadium that had to wait because the darn seats were all empty. So
that's a good point.
Players were the only ones waiting. And those two guys right there, the Braves won the game. For all of you out there who care. All right, Mojo, we are just about out of time. I felt a little rusty today. I've been away for a few days.
Well, hold on a second, Babcock. Before we go, you, my friend, had a very, very big week involving your sister, Kristen Babcock. Please tell us all about it because it looked incredible.
I guess Kristen DiFilippo now because, yeah, I was at, there they are. I was at my sister Kristen's wedding, Mojo. She got... There I am. Look at me. Look at that. I'd say she looks beautiful, but incredibly handsome. There I am, Mojo. It was an amazing wedding. It was absolutely perfect. Thank you for saying that, Mojo. And I obviously want to congratulate my sister, Kristen, and her husband, Nick. It was absolutely perfect. One of my most proud moments. It was absolutely awesome, Mojo. I appreciate you saying that. As for tomorrow, we've got a big show. We got a bunch of big stories, bunch of stuff going on, Mojo. And that is going to be pretty great.
Absolutely. A huge, huge congratulations to Kristen and Nick. Kristen maybe being the only person on the planet that may have better hair than her own brother.
No.
But we'll see everybody tomorrow where it'll be the best show since today. Congratulations, Kristen Babcock.